thinking this well in all that land in,
Well, I was thinking, you know, if this should be food and anything, I think this might be, is the desert. Organized, I mean, there's a few people take auctions of desert land long enough to put in the bell and put in exercise and not by echo. There's nothing, nothing like it.
It just doesn't seem. Why does your chemist, your engineer, that?
Yeah, he's a chemist from Caltech.
Well, what does he say about this?
He says the radioactivity there lasts for 2,000 years.
What he's doing, he's extracting from the rock.
H2O, that's right. That's all. One of the wells, we last when we're down, we drill 4 feet of lead deposit.
You did? In New Mexico?
Yeah.
And you're starting to think that. How far is that to that?
You know, lead's been one of our, we've been very alarmed about our lead.
Yeah, well, we're opening up a lead mine there, not on the plant. Not very first so far. But the thing that's taken us off our feet. That's used for moving mud in deep oil wells.
Oh,
and the lining, irrigation ditches.
Oh.
And so, and you know, and here's something I think you might understand. There's 10,000 acres of irrigation projects out there in the next 18 miles west of Taos.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard of it a little while ago. It was financed by the RFC. Oh, 10 or 12 years ago, reclamation engineers, everything done well, and they bought $60,000 and put in a dirt building and a property deficit, and figured the rainfall, and then a 10,000 acres winter, and it filled up the first winter, as it should. Went over the spillway. 3 weeks after, it was completely gone. It wouldn't be seen back a mile behind the dam. Where the whole road was being on the ground with it because it didn't have to run. Well, the land was on the business tax. They never used to fall there anymore. But now it's only 5 years old. I have a field and I have a house with a land with a beautiful house. Almost nothing. And I'm not sure. cost us 30, it may cost us $25,000 to
shoot
it off.
Well, of course.
But that's nothing. But
the professional track, although all
sir.
Yeah.
You look strange, Jim.
Oh, I understand anything, but that's not good.
Thank you.
But oh boy, blood pressure don't smoke. Blood pressure
still don't smoke.
No, blood pressure. Yeah, one of my friends told me that I give a damn smoke about it. I don't care.
Well, gentlemen, I want to tell you again how much I appreciated your call at the hospital and what a wonderful thing you did for me.
Well, I got your letter, I thought it was over, and I must say, in the whole system, I feel really you're making the right decision. And I Joe knows that you in the way of leave. With pay is certainly going to have my backing and will be done, or else they'll fight when it comes in. And I don't think you're going to kick.
No, I don't think so either. No. I do appreciate the generosity.
The Joe, things have gotten all written ground. I didn't say I don't like it, though, like the looks of it. But there it is. Just one of those things that I thought. That I personally believe that it all comes out of unfair and unnecessary circumstances of the past years, going back 4 or 5 years. But there we are.
Well, General, you don't know what a great relief it is to me. I mean, I have been worrying about it. One of the contributory factors to, you know, I've been through a good deal of hell here. I don't mean that in any desire for sympathy. But, and it has come into the situation where it's going to be pretty much a straight operating job. I mean, whatever job it would be. I want a job where there's more promotion. I don't mean personal promotion. I mean promoting things. I've done that most of my life.
I will certainly, I think I did write the letter before, I'm not certain, but anyway, if any letter or testimony from him can be helpful, to the utmost extent, which I know, I have a priest of what you're including your success in dealing with our union on the end. I'll put it all down and put down in terms of 13 damages, and I hope it'll be helpful. I don't know any of company or place where you'd be looking for a job that will know too much about. But whatever I can do, we can put this thing in and
that's grand.
Sit down together and talk to them.
I appreciate it. Well, I tell you, General, I think that I want to go back into my first love is construction. I spent most of my life in it.
Yeah.
First starting out with being graduate architect at MIT. And I stuck at that for about 5 years and decided I like to deal with people rather than just with inanimate drawings. So I went into construction and spent, well, a total of about 12 years at Rockville Center, 9 years directly on that payroll, and ending up by being in charge of all that construction. And there's one job that has showed up in the papers only, that the Equitable Life Insurance Company is promoting I think they're financing it. About a $50 million job in Pittsburgh. And I would like very much, if I could, to talk to Mr. Parkinson at some time that is convenient to him to see what it is.
Well, I'm sure you do imagine if you get the person that you're on approach, but you are in government, you can't park.
I've met him. He's one of the few that I don't really know. He and Mr. Watson and about two others of the trustees, the ones that I really don't really know.
Well, I'll tell you what, you weren't the only one. You want me to go in the first and talk about that. Suppose I just dictate as a formula to come and tell him that you have heard his name.
can earn for yourself without any more.
Well, I'm wondering, General, if you don't mind, a suggestion, if it could be just a very short note and ask him if he would sing and leave out any of the balance.
Oh, all right.
Because he can find that out.
Oh.
He'll find it out. Maybe that just comes up in the trustee's
room. Well, the only thing is, I don't want him to talk to you on the basis that you are a fired member of the Columbia staff. That's what I don't want to see.
Yeah.
I just want to spend that in someone who could easily give you that impression.
Because, oh, I see.
See, that's all I was trying to
make. Yeah, yeah. Well, you know best about personal relations.
I was just calling up. I think I'll write a note first today and send it on down for the reason.
But that way his secretary.
No, his secretary won't keep out anyone that I have come to see. So I think it'll be better if he won't call me. I'll pop it in. I say, if you'd like to give me a ring on this here further time, give me a ring.
One other thing, General, I talked to you, you know, when all the hubbub was going on here, about a point or other. And when I, in sort of the little heat of everything, I got too damn anxious about this vice president business. Well, I'm not cut out to be that kind of guy. I mean, I've had a chance to think all things over. And I'm sorry that I got a little bit up on my hind legs at that time.
Well,
I didn't realize it.
Why I should have very much